Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Samach Vav. Samach Vav, and we are on Samach Hei Amud Beis. We just did the story of Rava, where Rava had some wheat that Yain Nesach fell on, and he matered it. So first he was going to matter it to sell to a guy, and then he limited his heter and said, no, let a Jew prepare the bread and then give it to a guy. Along the way, the Gemara brought up the Brisa, that's also quoted in Maseches Nida Daf Samach Aleph, that if somebody lost a thread of kilay begadim in a garment, so he cannot sell it to a guy because it might end up being sold to a Jew. You can't use it for your own cushion because it might come to go up and give you some hana'ah, but you're allowed to make tachrichin out of it for a meis mitzvah. So Tosfos there discusses, how is this possible? Don't we have the principle of loeg larush, making fun of a dead person? That'll be the topic of tonight's shiur, 9:30 after Meir of tonight. Okay, that'll be the various answers Tosfos gives and a couple of points related to them. Okay, so to now though, we'll start with the next piece, what we're up to, and that is five lines for the bottom, Tanan. That shiur, by the way, will be on OU.org in the Ian Shiurim related to the daf. Tanan, so five lines for the bottom. Yayin Nesach Shenafal Agabi Anavim. Our Mishnah said that if you have Yayin Nesach that fell onto grapes, Yadichon Vehin Mutaros, you just wash them off. So we know cold does not transfer taste. Taste is only transferred through heat or something that substitutes for heat. So if it falls on cold grapes, you just wash it off. Right? If you have a piece of, I don't know if you happen sometimes that the milk, if you buy milk in the bag, so then it gets out a little bit. Some of the things around it are full of milk. So you wash it off. You should try to put the milk into the separate bags. But if it gets onto something else, just wash it off. If it's cold and it didn't get in anywhere, so it's mutter. But if the grapes are cracked, there are ways for the Yayin Nesach to get in. So then Asuros, so then it would be Asur. So we darshin mevukos in, shein mevukos lo. Only if they are cracked would we say that there is a problem. But shein mevukos, if they're not cracked, then lo, it wouldn't be a problem. And isn't wheat, the question on the Gemara, isn't wheat whole grains? So why aren't they like Anavim Shleimim? So what was the whole worry that the Yayin Nesach fell onto Rav's wheat, but it should be mutter anyway, just wash it off and there shouldn't be a problem. So Amar Papa says, no, that's not the Metzius. Shiny chiti, wheat is different. Hova agav tsirayu kimuvukos damyin. Since they have indentations, they have clefts in the wheat, so it's as if it's hard to get it out, it's as if there are cracks, and it would be like Anavim mivukaos, which would be us.
Does the wheat absorb?
Does the wheat absorb? It gets the taste. Gets the taste, I would say. Maybe you're asking the Meiri's question. The Meiri says, but doesn't it become ruined? You ever have wheat that becomes wet? It gets ruined. It gets bloated. So isn't that, so why isn't it? Well, we're going to talk about tomorrow's daf, Bezrat Hashem, is the sugi and shas about nosin tam lefgam. So doesn't it impart a bad taste? As we know, the whole discussion of the imparting taste is where it imparts a good taste, nosin tam leshvach. But if somebody gives a bad taste and ruins the item, so it's not going to be usher. So here, according to what we paskin, so here, why don't we say it ruins the wheat? You have wine that falls on wheat? So this is the Meiri. No, because the reason here that the wheat becomes ruined is not because of the taste of the wine per se. The taste of the wine per se would make it good and usser, and it would taste good. The problem is, if you let it sit, so then it becomes soggy, and it gets worse. That's not dafka per se because the taste is pugum. It's because the mitzias of having the wheat being wet, so that eventually ruins it. And that's not called Nosadam Lefgam. That's the Meiri. Asurin, Shein Ayayin Pogman, Shari Loshin Asa'isa B'Yayin. Many times you put wine in dough. Go to the bottom. What about all the sugis of matzah ashira? Right? You add all different types of juice to matzah. So it's not unusual to put wine onto grain or the flour. V'yafalpi shebishihiyaso aleyem pogman. Even though if you delay it a little bit, it becomes ruined. Lo machmas tama yayinu. That's not because of the tam. Ela she misapshin mitochalachus. No, it just becomes ruined because of the moisture. And that is not called nosin tam lefgam for our purposes. Okay. That's the Meiri Sahara. We continue. Top of the page. Top of Samach Vav Amar Aleph. Chamra Atika. Oh, so just as an introduction to this Gemara, it's helpful to look at the Gemara, for the Mishnah for a minute later on at the Ayin Gimel. The Mishnah on the top of Ayin Gimel, Amid Aleph, the Mishnah says, Yayin Nesach Asur, Ayin Gimel Amid Aleph. Yayin Nesach Asur, so Yayin Nesach is Asur itself, the Oser Bekol Shehu. And it asers with a minute amount. It doesn't matter how much Yayin Nesach falls into something, it asers, can't be batel, Bekol Shehu. Yayin B'Yayin U'mayim B'mayim Bekol Shehu. But now the Mishnah adds, it's only asers Bekol Shehu if it's what we call min b'mino. If it's wine and wine, and mayim b'mayim, if it's somehow diluted water with Yayin Nesach into water. So it's only asers b'mashehu when it is min b'mino. Why would that be? Well, we'll see in a second. Yayin b'mayim, b'mayim b'yayim, no sin tam. But if it's min b'she'eno mino, wine into water and vice versa, then it's no sin tam. Then you go because they have different, they're different. So one can be mevatel the other one, and therefore you say it is b'no sin tam. And then the Mishnah is zeklal min b'mino b'mashu v'shalo b'mino b'no sin tam. That is the halacha. The shaila here, and that where the Gemara will refer to it, there is a machlokas amoraim here. Did these rules only apply to yayin nesach and tevel? Yayin Nesach, which is very chamor, and Tevel, which is also very chamor. Yayin Nesach, we understand, is very chamor. It's Avodah Zarah related. Why is Tevel so chamor? Why would Tevel, you have a grain that Shumas and Maestas weren't taken off of yet. Why is Tevel so chamor? So it's chamor because, B'yadol Asachno, you can just fix the problem. So well, what are you relying on Bittel for? Just fix the problem. Just take off Shumas and Maestas. So that's why Tevel, which is Misa V'dei Shemayim, and the Yayin Nesach are very chamor. So these rules about Bimino, Asering, B'mashahu, and B'shalom B'mina B'nosin Tam, do those apply only to Yayin Nesach HaTevel, or do they apply outside of Yayin Nesach HaTevel as well? So that's a machlokas amoraim later on, Bezrat Hashem, that we'll get to on Daf Ayin Gimel. Okay, so just with that background, we see our Gemara now on Daf Samach Vav.
Is there such a thing as Mayim Nesach?
Is there a, such a thing as Mayim Nesach? So I assume it was just diluted, where it's, maybe Yayin Nesach fell into water. So says the Gemara. So chamra atiki beinvi. So the issue here is what's called min b'mino and what's called min b'she'eno mino. That's the Gemara's discussion. So chamra atika beinvi. If somebody has old wine with grapes, that tastes different, right? The old wine tastes like wine. New grapes taste like something new. So divri akol b'nosei tam. Everybody agrees that is no se tam, meaning if you have the old grapes, which are yayin nesach, so then it is aser but no se tam because it's bin b'she'en amino. Chamra chadati be'invi, but if somebody has new wine with grapes, so then abaya amar b'mashu v'rava amar but no se tam. That's a machlokas abaya and rava, whether that is called min b'mino or min b'she'en amino. If it's min b'mino, then there's no issue of taste. It's min b'mino. So therefore, you have to have a different standard of figuring out if it asers or not. So there is no standard. It's b'mashahu. Mashenkid, if it's b'mashenu mino, then it would have no sitam. What's the machlokas about here? You see the Rashi on the second line on top says what we said. V'kol hecha de'itmar no sitam, vein time unikar havishira b'shishim. That's the rule in Yaradeya. Whenever you have a rule, no sitam, and you can't, ain't time unikar, you can't figure out the taste, Havishir b'shishim, you always go by shishim. Why can't you figure out the taste? We'll get to that in a minute. Anyway, says the Gemara Machlokas Abaye and Rava. Abaye Amar B'mashu. Abaye says in the case of old wine in grapes. I'm sorry, new wine in grapes. So Abaye says that Asar B'mashu. Why? Baser Taim Azlin. And you go after the Taam. How do you define min and mino in its type? You go by the taste. So new wine and grapes all have the same taste. They both don't taste like old, good old fashioned wine, aged wine. And therefore, it's min b'mino, and therefore it would aser b'mashehu. So it says the grape. So grapes and new wine. New wine probably means juice that just came out of the grapes. So it basically be the same type of flavor. One's a liquid, one's a solid, yeah, but it'll be the same type of flavor.
Otherwise, you can just take out the grapes.
Otherwise, you could just take out...
If it was just some
problem with the grapes.
If it was just the grapes, if the grapes were closed, well, because they would seep out from the hole where it was attached, like the Tosafot said yesterday. So the Havalei min bamino mashu, because the Abaye holds you go after taste, and therefore it's called min bamino. They both have the same taste, and therefore it asks b'mashu, it's l'chumra. The Rava Amar b'no Saint Tam. Rava says no, you go after no Saint Tam. You check the taste. But I'm sorry, Rava Amar b'no Saint Tam. Rava says you go after the taste, meaning you need it would be bata with shishim. Why? Pasur shmazlin, and you go after what people call it, after its name. V'hai shmolachud, v'hai shmolachud. People call this grapes, and people call this wine. And havele min b'she'en omino, omin b'she'en omino, v'no sein tam. Right, that is the major machlokas between Abaya and Rava. What are we paskin? So we're going to talk a bit more about this as we continue. It's a big machlokas in the Rishonim. How do we paskin? If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, says in Simin Tzadik Vav, where this comes up, it seems to be a machlokas, the Ramah and the Shach. The Ramah and the Shach. First of all, you have the first Simin in Simin Tzadik Ches. Simin Tzadik Ches is the beginning of Hilchos Tarovas. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Isser Shinis Tarif Beheter Min B'Shein Omino. If you have an itzah that fell into heter, maybe shein omino. You have a little bit of milk, let's say, a little bit of treif that falls into your kosher food. So what do you do? Kagon chalav shesar bebasar, or milk that fell into a little meat. So what do? Yat imenu ovin kochavim. You can't taste it, because maybe it's too much. Give it to a guy. If Omer shein bo tam chalav, if he says that there's no milk, no taste of milk. Osha Omer sheish bo tam elashu pagum. If he says it got made a worse, mutter. V'shehul shelo yesof al hashpiach, as we'll get to. V'tzarech, and this is the sugya known as kfela. Kfela is a non-kosher baker. When do we trust a guy? What conditions are there that we need to trust a guy? So the Shulchan Aruch says, V'tzarech shelo yedeshe somchen alav. He can't know that you're relying on him. Because then he'll want to, you know, make you happy. So you'll make him happy the next time. And if there's no guy there to taste it, misha'arinan bishishim. You mishar it with 60. V'cheinim hu min bamino, and also min bamino, since you can't figure out the taste, misha'arin bishishim, because that's not, according to the opinion, that's not yayin nesach and tevel. But then the Ramah adds, have you ever had a kfela come into your houses in the Bizman Hazeh? It says the Ramah, Ve'ei noagim achshav lismocha ovi kochavim, u'msharinin hakol b'shishim. We don't do this bizman hazeh for various reasons, and we just are measure it b'shishim. But again, there are different rules for min b'mino, min b'she'ino mino. That's why the next sif in Shulchan Aruch, im nis'ariv min b'mino, v'nishpach, let's say it was min b'mino, v'nishpach, b'din she'in yuchon lamad alav l'sharo, if it spilled out, so you can't figure out how much was in there. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah is important for us, but we'll read the Shulchan Aruch. Im noda shahaya rubo heter mutter. If you know you had at least rove heter, in the case of min bamino, it's going to be mutter. Why is that? Because the Mefarshim explained, the Taz and the Shach both explain, really, min bamino mida oraisa is batel berov. All you need is rove. Mida rabbanan, we say you need shishim. But if you know there was rove, and then it spilled out, and the suffix is only whether it was shishim or not, so that's a suffix to Rabbanan, so you could go l'kula. If I don't even know if there was rove, so then it is l'chumra, because then it would be a suffix about a daraisa. So again, this comes up a lot. I remember one time years ago, remember we went into our fridge, and somebody had put the milk back sideways, so the milk was on its side, and it had slowly been dripping out, and guess what was underneath the milk? The chicken soup. So the question is, what do you do? So, wasn't really such a shiloh because the cover was on the chicken soup. So you saw the drips on the cover. So what, at most, what could have happened? Some of the drips could have gone down to the edge and then, you know, seeped in between the cover. So how much was it? So first you take out the milk, you see how much milk is missing. Very little. It was came out a whole thing of milk. And it was missing a drop. You look at the chicken soup, it's a huge thing of chicken soup. So you definitely have more than shishim there. So even if something got in, you can have shisha there. You don't have to give it to a kfeila. That's why it's mutter. Okay, there might be certain balabusters out there that will say, I'm not touching it. I'm throwing it out. Get it out of my house. Okay, yeah, that's the emotional reaction that Benos Yisrael might have, but that's not halacha. That is, you want to go above and beyond. Then that's mutter. But that is the that's the Shulchan Aruch. So on that Shulchan Aruch, says the Ramah, here it is, Tzadik Ches Beis, Ule Inyan Min Bamino, Azlinan Basar Shma. im hu shave avimin bemino avolo azlina basar taima im hu shave olo. That is the Ramah. The Ramah on the surface seems to paskin like Rava, that you go basar shva, you go after how it's called, not what it tastes like. The Shach takes major issue with the Ramah. We cannot even understand how the Ramah said it. He says, "Mavur b'chala poskim." How do you define what's min b'mishen? What's the whole svara for min b'mino versus min b'mishen amino? What's the whole svara for that chilek? Why by min b'mishen amino do you do dosin tam, and why by min b'mino do you do rov daraisa? Because it tastes differently. Because you can't figure out the taste by min b'mino. So how in the world, says the Shach, could you say min b'mino or mishen amino is determined by shma? The whole svara to be mechalik on the daraisa level is because it tastes differently. And min b'mino, you can't figure out the taste. So you need another measurement. That's what the Shach can't even understand. I'm a vur b'chala poskim. To the hachi min b'shmino aser daraisa. Why is min b'shmino aser atshishim? Kiva de nosin tam. Ulahachi min b'mino de eno nosin tam. Batam anator barov. Kidazlina b'chol duchti basaruba. V'yim kei nafochu. The opposite. You have to say it goes after taima. And even though, whenever you have machlokas Abaye and Rava, what's the rule? What's the rule of Abaye and Rava? We pass them like Abaye in six cases in Shas, Yalkagam. This is not one of them. This is not one of the, there's a machlokas about one or two of the Yalkagams. What are they? But it's for sure not here. So everybody agrees we all like Rava. So what do we all like Rava? So what? How does the Shach knows that rule? So Vyavagav the Kaimelon Kirava, the Azid Basar Rav, Lobasar Taima, Le Minya Bamino. That's only regarding Yayin Nesach and Tevel. Regarding Yayin Nesach, Hayinu Dafkalin, Yayin Nesach and Tevel, Sha'ostrim b'mashu min b'mino. So they aser b'mashu min b'mino, then you define it basar. So that's already a chumra. It's within the world of min b'mino. So it's aser b'mashu, that's by Yayin Nesach and Tevel. V'chalein yin truma v'arla. Anything that has a shear for bitl above shishim, that's what the machlokas Abaye and Rav was talking about. A regular case. Most Isurim, Abaye and Rava weren't talking about that. Or even if they were, we don't paskin like Rava, except by the machlokes for us is only by items that do not have bittul b'shishim. That means arla and truma and kilei akerem and tevel for other reasons, biyadul l'sakno and yayin nesach. Hilkach imushave b'shma. So in those cases, if they have the same name, even if they taste differently, will be machmir and say it's aser b'mashehu. That's what we say. But, or maybe to other Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that all min b'mino is b'mashehu. But according to what we, by all other Isurim, says the Shach, of course, and maybe even Rav would hold this, we go busser tam. Because that's the whole svara to be mechalik between min b'mino and min b'shein amino. So that is an important Shach. It's a big long Shach, but he goes through the whole sugya in Tzadik Ches O's base. That's what the Shach says. The other Achrodim say maybe the Ramah, maybe the Machlokis is only, so what do the Achrodim and the Biur HaHadav say this, maybe the Machlokis between Abaye and Rava is only where, if there are very different tastes, of course that's called Min Mishein Amino. The only question is, what if they have pretty similar tastes, not exactly? That's the Machlokis. If things taste pretty similar, but, right, because after all, what's the case of the Gemara? Right? Like Simi just asked, what's the case of the Gemara? You have wine and grapes. Wine and grapes, that's pretty similar. Even if you want to call it Mibbashe and Amino, it's pretty similar, so that's another suggestion. If you have two different tastes, of course that's Mibbashe and Amino. Rava was not talking about that. But the only Shaila was Min B'shein Amino versus Min B'mino if they taste somewhat similar. That's the Machlokas between Abaye and Rava. Again, but this is all very important for Halakas of Yeridea. One has to know ABCs. What are we talking about? Min B'mino or Min B'shein Amino. Okay, let us continue that. So we have a Machlokas Abaye and Rava on some level about Basar Shma, that's Rava, or Basar Taima, that's Abaye. So Tanan says the Mishnah, Yayin Nesach Shadar Fal Gabi Anavim V'chulu. Our Mishnah said, if you have wine that fell onto grapes, so what do you go by? You go by Pasha Nosei Tam, because that's the end of the Mishnah. Kasaka Daidach, what kind of wine are we talking about here? So maybe it's Chamer Chadata Binvi, maybe it's the issue under discussion by Abaye and Rava, it's new wine onto grapes, and my love, Binosei Tam. Doesn't our Mishnah say that it asers, and doesn't it aser Binosei Tam? That's what it seems like our Mishnah says. So the Gemara says, no, lo b'mashehu. No, it's talking about a mashu. It's asri b'mashu, and therefore it could even be min bish It can even fit it according to Abaya. Ha, but the Torah is safe for 1 minute, but doesn't the safer say, Zeh klal, the rest of the Mishnah, kol shevad asa benosei tam asur, kol she'eman asa benosei tam mutter, the next line of the Mishnah talks about nosei tam, mechlad benosei tam askinan. It's pretty clear the Mishnah is talking about nosei tam. And if it's talking about nosei tam, and we assume this is talking about new grapes, new wine in grapes, so this is a kasha on Kashan Abaya, who says it's Aser B'mashu, because he calls him Min B'mino. But our Mishnah seems to say it's Aser B'no Saint Tam. So let's just do the next line, and then we'll talk about this question. The Abaya, Masisa B'chabra Tiki Invi. No problem. Abaya says, we're talking about old wine. Talking about old wine, then that's for sure Min B'she'in O'mino, and that's why B'no Saint Tam. What exactly was the question of the Gemara here? Because based on a major machlokas Rishonim, we'll determine what the question is. Tosfos here. I'll say the machlokas first. Tosfos says, in the top Tosfos, if I have an isser that asers b'mashehu, no Saint Tam lifgam in those isurim, is that asur or not? Tosfos says, misvara, by the fact that something asers b'mashehu, that tells us that it's not really asur because of the taste. Because b'mashu, even if there's no taste in here. So does that also tell us that if the isser gives a bad taste, it would also be asser? Because after all, the taste is not what's important here. That's one opinion. Or do I say no? Isser b'mashu is a chiddush, isser mashu. But we have a separate rule. No seif tam lefgam is mutter, according to what we hold. So period is mutter by all isurim. Let's say you have yayin nesach, that's no seif tam lefgam. Let's say you have other items that are chameis b'pesach, that it's no seif tam lefgam. So is that going to be asur or not? Very important, right? If you have a chametz pot that wasn't used in 24 hours, so it's no seitam lefgam, and then you cook something in it, but there's a huge pot, so it's shishim kedeged the entire inside of the pot. So is that, you have to throw that out or not? That's 2 days of this Tosfos. Yesh ha'yim afarshim, says Tosfos on top, to call isur davi b'mashahu, lo amrina be nothing down lefgam mutter. Anything that asks b'mashu, you don't say no seitam lefgam. To ha'ein l'chatam batel yosri b'mashu me'alef. You don't have any time that's batel more than in 1,000, and it's you still see there that it's still going to be asur. So too, no seitam lefgam should be asur. And therefore, if that is the case, so then there's one way to understand. The Mefarish Khan, what is the raya? What is the raya from our Mishnah against Abaya, Michlal, de benosin tam askinan. How do you know we're talking about benosin tam? So benosin tam. So you can just take it on the surface. Why? Because the Mishnah says, nosin tam, ain't nosin tam. So there you don't have to come up with any implicit rayas. It's from that line of the Gemara, as we explained it. That line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about nosin tam, and therefore the raya is, aye, Abaya, you see the Mishnah talking about nosin tam. Continue. Where are we? De'i b'mashehu afilif gamaser. Because if it was, okay, without getting into that. Ve'ein raya mikan. The Tosfos continues. I don't want to take up too much time. The other opinion, though, says that, no, even if something asers b'mashehu, still no simtam of gam would be mutter. So according to that sheet, it could be that the raya is from the next line of the Mishnah. You can read the Tosfos to figure out exactly, but I just want to take the machlokas out from Tosfos, and that is 2 days in Tosfos, very important lemaisa, whether Isurim that are aser b'mashehu, nosin tam lefgam, whether those are mutter or aser. Okay, let us continue. Says the Gemara, chala, right in the middle of the amud, chala de chamra v'chala de shikra. If somebody has vinegar from wine and vinegar from beer, v'chamira de chiti v'chamira de sairi, or somebody has sa'or, right, leaven, chamira dechiti of wheat and of barley. So all these, if they get mixed up, Abaya amar benosin tam. Abaya says again, you go have to taste. Basa tay mazlinan. V'hai tam belcho, v'hai tam belcho. These taste different, and therefore it's min b'sheino mino. V'avelay min b'sheino mino, min b'sheino mino benosin tam. So Abaya calls all of those l'shitaso min b'sheino mino. V'rava amar b'mashu basa shmazlinan. Rava said no, all those are called by the same name. V'hai chala mikri, v'hai chala mikri. These are all called vinegar. V'hai chamir mikri, v'hai chamir mikri. These are called yeast. V'avelay min b'mino, v'chom min b'mino b'mashu. And Mimino would be Aser B'mashu. There's a big discussion exactly in Shita's Rashi. Different Girsos. Second skinny line in Rashi. What are we paskin? Our Girsa says, L'kamen paskina delav hilchazahachi. Our Girsa says that later on we see that he does not, we don't paskin this way. El afilu min b'mino b'no Saint Tam. Chus b'tevo v'yayin esach. Right, we paskin even min bemino is benosi tam, except for tevel and yayin esach. The quotes on the side, there's a stira in Rashi. The Bach says maybe it's a different girsa in Rashi. Exactly, unclear exactly what Rashi paskins. Just be aware of the whole girsa issue. Period. So we have this machlokas Abaya and Rava. So I ask the Gemara now, what are their sources? Amar Abaya, mino aminala. How do I know? What's the source of Abaya to basa tai mazlinan? What's his source in the Tanoim? The Tanya, because the Brisa says, really, it should be a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Arba. The Tanan, the Mishnah says, Tavlin, Beis, Vegimel, Shemos. Let's say I have two or three different spices. And they're called differently. Shemos. Vehein, Min, Echad, O, Min, Gimel. It's different spices, and they're all put in to the, and they're all one type, though. What does that mean, one type? Rashi says, there's white pepper and there's black pepper. Right? A long pepper and short pepper. So they're all pepper, but they're all one type. They're all one type of item. Omin gimel, or three different types, asurin. They are asur, umitztarfin, and they could combine. If all of them are asur, they could combine for the shear to asur the mutter item. Even though they're three different things, and each of them do not have enough of a shear to asur, but together they can. V'yamar chizkiya hacha, and Chizkiya says about this Mishnah, what are we talking about? B'mine mesika askinan. We're talking about sweeteners. Different types of sweeteners. Ho'il v'ru'uyin l'mate b'nes akadera. They're all fit to sweeten the tapshil, the food in the pot, and therefore, that's why it's aser. So Abaya says, this is my raya. Why? E amrit bishlam abasar taima azlinan. If you go after taste, so kule chataimu. They're all pepper. They all give off the taste of pepper. They all give off the taste of the spice. They're all sweeteners. Right, pepper is not so sweetening, but Rashi gave that example. But they're all sweeteners, and therefore, they're all connected by taste. Rashi says, taimun shave l'matekba en kedera. And therefore, Abaya would say it's aser. That's where Abaya gets the shita from. Ella i'amet basar shmazlina. But if Rava, you're right, hai shmalachud, people call it different things. White pepper and black pepper. So why should they be able to combine? So if Rava amalacha, Rava would argue. Rava would say, no, that's a das yachid. Hamani Rabbi Meir he, that Shita is Rabbi Meir Shita. The Tani Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir usually argue. But here Rabbi Yehuda quotes Rabbi Meir. Minayin l'kol Yisurin Shabbat Torah. How do I know by all Yisurim in the Torah? Shemitz Tarfim Zem Zem. That they can combine to Aser. Shenemar lo socha kol toeva. Do not eat anything abominable. So kol toeva, I darshin. Kol shetiavti l'cho harihu bebal tochal. Anything that I was mita'if to you, said was disgusting to you, so that is the Baal Tochal, therefore the special limud. Rameya learned that all different types of Isurim are combinable. But really, says Rava, I don't think that's who the Mishnah is like, but other than that, I hold Basar Shema. Basar Shema. Period. Next case. So now, this sugya already starts, but really it gets into Amud Beis, the Iker, and that is known as the sugya of Recha. The sugya of aroma, right? This is one of the two issues that come up when it comes to ovens. Here we go. Chala lego chamra. What if I'm pouring vinegar into wine? So the question is, as I pour the vinegar into the wine, vinegar and wine are two different things. But maybe as I pour the one into the other, the aroma of one affects the one being poured into it, and therefore, if at the moment that they meet, they have the same aroma, maybe that's called min bamino, and not min b'sheino mino. That's the issue here. So, if I'm pouring vinegar into wine, everybody says there that it's called min b'sheino mino. It goes by no sein tam, because the wine does not make the vinegar smell different. Right, that doesn't happen. And therefore, it's two different things, min b'sheino mino, and as we know, we paskin min b'sheino mino by almost all Yisurim in the Torah, is b'nosei tam. Chamra l'go chala. But what if you have the opposite? You have the wine poured into the vinegar. Vinegar has a very strong smell. And therefore, as it's poured in, the wine starts smelling like vinegar. So therefore, you have a machlokas here, right? Rashi says, see the bottom Rashi, Misha shehigia la'avir akli, the second that it gets into the airspace of the kli, nehefach hayayin berecho l'recha chometz. The wine starts smelling like vinegar. The kodem shenis arbu ha'yu shavin berechon. And before they get mixed in, they smell the same. So, what's the halacha here? Well, what's the issue? Even before we see the machlokas, it smells like vinegar, but it tastes like wine. So here you have taste versus smell, not taste versus shame. So Abai Arab ben Mashahu for Rav Arab Barosei Tam. As we'll see, the shito seems to have switched. Abaya Amar b'mashu. Abaya says it's mashu here. Why? Because reichei chala v'taima chamra chala. If the smell is one of vinegar and tastes like wine, you go by vinegar. V'havi le min b'mino, and it's min b'mino b'chom min b'mino b'mashu. So even though Abaya before went by taste, that's only when the taste was not in contrast to the smell. If there's a smell, so then the smell beats out on the taste, says Abaya. Rava Amar ben Osei Tam. Rava says, no Osei Tam. Why? Reicha chala v'tai machamra. If the smell is vinegar and the taste is chamra, chamra, you go by wine. You go by the taste. V'hav le min b'shein omino, and therefore it's min b'shein omino, because one tastes like wine, one tastes like vinegar. V'chal min b'shein omino, b'no sein tam. Period. So this is the issue that the Rishonim point out. I just explained it a little bit, and that is, it seems to be just the opposite sheet. This from Avot Aleph. On Avot Aleph, Abaya went after taste, and here he's not going after the taste. Rav on Avot Aleph goes after Shema and not the taste, and here he is going after taste. So the Ritva says that you have to put it all together for Lokasha. Beforehand, the Hanudila El Mayri B'Dvarim Sheshmam Yadula Divrei Hakol. On Amun Aleph, it was talking about a case where the shame was Yadua to everybody. That it had a different shame. What is this shame? That's the machlokas here. What would people call this item? Rava says you go after the taste. Why? Because that's what you would call it. His sheet is consistent. He goes, Basra Shema. But if this tastes like wine and it smells like vinegar, people would call this the Shema is wine. So it's the taste determines the Shema. That's why Rav is consistent. And Abaya would say, and he would say that Shita for everything. For Birchas Hananin, what bracha would you make on this? What bracha? Machlokas Abaya and Rava. Could you use this for Kiddush? Machlokas Abaya and Rava. Says the Ritva, you have all these nafkaminas. Varu nido kilu nishtana taimo gamkein. Varava amar derecha chal v'taima chamer chamer hulu chal davar. V'kivet dekein hachanami chamer shmei. V'chein pirush arrived v'chulu. So that is an important, how do you put it all together? They're not being close to each other. It's just a machlokas. What do you use to determine in this case? That's what the Rav, look at the Ritva, Tosas Ritva also discusses exactly what, how do you put together the two Abayas and Ravis. Okay, now we're up to Bastia. Anybody ever do Yaradeya? Then they've done Bastia. Hi, Bastia. There was this Bastia. What's a Bastia? You see on the side, the Arach quotes, Nekev, Hu shenokvin bimegufa hachavis. They used to poke a hole in the barrel, umanichin pihem al piha nekev, and they used to put their mouth on the hole, v'shoafin es reichu shalayayin. And with their mouth, they used to, the mouth or their nose, they used to inhale the smell of the wine to see if it smelled good, if it was ready. V'yodin im hechritz, to know if it became vinegar. V'im tovu arach. So the arach says what they used to do. They used to make a hole and check on that hole. Rashi says something similar, also to make the hole to smell, to check if it was good or not. But what they used to do, they used to put either their nose or their mouth on the edge, and inhale, and in that way be able to smell the contents of the barrel. Rabbeinu, according to this pshat, the next line of the Gemara doesn't really seem to be a chiddush. What does the Gemara say? Ovid gochavim b'di Yisrael shaper dami. Could a guy be a tester of a Jew's wine like this? A Jew has a barrel of wine. Could a guy be the tester? Yeah, why? Because what's the isser? He smelled it. He didn't touch it. He didn't move it. So, according to this pshat of Bastia, you'd have to say that it only says that line because of the following line. But some other Rishonim Tosas here, closer to Rabbeinu Hananel, another score Rabbeinu Hananel, that it wasn't just that. It wasn't just that you smelled it, but the way that it was done was you inserted some type of straw. And you sucked up, you went, right? You sucked up, but the wine never reached your mouth. It was made in some way that the wine fell back in. Maybe it was like a semicircle. So it came close enough for you to smell it by the sucking it up, but it fell back in. Meaning, the guy did move it. He did move it. So the chiddush here is then, and the chiddush, why is it mutter? If we had gemaras before, that certain cases of if a guy moves it. But if you remember, we also had the sugyas of kocho. Right? You had the Rashi at the end of the last parak. What about throwing? We mentioned throwing was mutter. So the Ritva and other Rishonim say here, this would be like a very indirect case of kocho. And that's why, that's the chiddush of the Gemara, according to those shitos. V'yesh lomar, where am I? Ulahai pirusha, ashmina, denachri liso shaperdami, v'yavagat tahavi kamoriko ruke, it's similar to pouring, he's moving it, shalo gazr ela bekochol shalnachri mamish, avo koach haba ayidei she'ifas kocho, he inhales and it moves, that's too indirect. That's like sroas ba'alma, v'lo chashav kocho, that's not called kocho, and therefore it would be mutter. Good. So, what's the case here? So, you have this bastia, you have this barrel, and if a guy does it to a Jew, it's mutter. What about the other case? Yisrael bedovei kochavim. Is a Jew allowed to do this to a guy's wine? A Jew is now inhaling yayin nesach. The aroma of yayin nesach. Is that allowed? This is the sugya of aroma in halacha. Recha. It appears here, and it appears in Psachim. Two sugyas. So, what's the halacha? Machlokes. Abaya amar aser, Rava amar mutter. Machlokes, whether it's aser or mutter. Abaya amar aser, Recha milsehi. Abaya says aser, why? Recha, pure aroma, is something significant, is milsa. And therefore, just like I can't partake of Yayin Esach, I can't smell Yayin Esach. It's significant. And therefore, it's going to be asur. Tosfos is lashon here. Look at Tosfos is lashon in Abaya Amar. Asur Recha Milsehi. It's not that Yayin Esach is asur b'hana. That's not what we're talking about. It's more than that. V'chashvinan le kishose. It's as if you're drinking it. We know that the smell. Right? Sometimes, if you take a nose, if you squirt something in your nose, you feel it in the back of your mouth. It's all connected. Right, the note, there's aroma and eating, and so that's why. But right, the birchas ananin is on what? Eating, drinking, and smelling, because those are the three that you imbibe that goes in. You don't make a bracha on hearing something beautiful or seeing something beautiful. That's not called going in. A smell is going in. That's why aroma, right, it's all connected. So Abaye says, if you smell it, the chashvina like kishosa, the avalei lomer the chashvina rakinana. It's not just called nana. Tosafot quote proves it from other cases. Skip a couple of lines. Elavade achi pligi ichashvinan kishose olo. The question is this called drinking or not? Abaya says this is called drinking, and therefore it's aser. Back to the Gemara. Rava Amar Recha lav milsehi. Rava says no. Aroma, pure aroma, is not milse. Is not something significant, and therefore this is mutter for a Jew to do. So ask the Ritva. Anyway, we have a sugi in Psachim. You might remember the sugi where it came up. It talks about, what about if I'm walking down the street on Pesach and I pass a non-kosher bakery and there's delicious rolls being made and the aroma wafts out of the store. A, I have to do my best not to walk down that street. But what if I'm walking down that street? Am I allowed to? Do I have to not go? If I have to get to wherever I'm going, I was going to say work, but it's Chol HaMoed. So maybe we're not going to work. Do I have to go? Am I allowed to go down that street if I don't have kavana? That's the sugya in Psachim, in the second parak. Hana habala adam bal karcho. Hana that comes to a person against his will. So the Gemara there says, and the Ritva here quotes it, that they both agree there. If you had kavana to smell, if you went down the street, you had no choice of going down the street. But when you went down the street, you went. And I say, well, I didn't have a choice. So it's usher. The only thing that's mutter there, according to Lekuli Alma, is if I had no choice, whether to go down the street or not, and I didn't have kavana to smell it. It was tikresha, it just came in. Sometimes you have, but you didn't like stay. But if you had kavana, it would be usher, no matter what. So, and that's machlokas of my and Rava there, and everybody agrees to that. So how does it work here? What do you mean? Over there, it's Rava says it's usher in that case, if it's miskavein bidalo efshar. So how could Rava say here, recha lav milsa? So V'yesh Lomar says, the Ritva, it depends what we're talking about. Dahasa midvar m'shem asuyin lahariach. Over there, it's items that are made to smell. Maybe it's not rolls, like I was talking about. It's incense, something like that, where it's made to smell, and that's why it's more chamor. But wine, or anything else that's not asuy lahariach, that's the machlokas. That's the machlokas here by Rava, recha milsa, recha lav milsa. So that is the issue. What do we paskin? So, this is not one of the Al-Kagams. So you should pass it like Rava. But we'll see in the Shulchan Aruch in a minute, we pass it in L'Chadchila like Abaya, and B'diavad like Rava. Lachachila Recha Milsa, Bidyavid Recha La Milsa, as we will see how that translates into Lamaisa. But let's first continue for a minute. Amar Rav Amina Amila. What's my source? Where do I know? Where's the... We're talking about ovens in a minute. Mina Aminala. How do I know that Recha v'lo klum? How do I know Recha's la milsa? Who did tonight? Because the Mishnah says in Trumos. Taner she'esiko b'kam mishal truma. If I have an oven that was heated with truma, some of the fuel, the wood on the bottom, and it was made from truma bread spices. For afa boas hapas, and I baked the bread in that oven, so the aroma of the truma went into the bread. Hapas muteres, the bread is still mutter for zarim to eat. Why? Lafi she'ein tam kamon el reach kamon. Not the actual taste that you put in, it's just the reach. And Rava says rechel, and the Mishnah says rechel amilso. Right, it's not considered truma bread. It's considered non-truma bread. Big raya. The Abaya said, no, that case is different. Shiny hasam to mikli sura. When do I say that recha is milsa? Where the item that is creating the aroma still exists. That's what recha is milsa, says Abaya. But if the item is getting burned up as it gives off the aroma, so says Abaya, you're right, that's too weak. That's too weak of an aroma to be usur. That is what Abaya says. So, Shulchan Aruch says in Kufches Aleph, the last one was, right, well, where was Tzadik Vav Beis? Right, the other one, Shema and Taima, the Machlokas Rama and the Shach, with Tzadik Vav Beis. So now we have Kufches, deep into Taroves, says the Shulchan Aruch, Ein Solin Basar Ksheire, Basar Nevelo, Shalbeba Tamea Batanarechot. L'chadchila, we paskin like Abaya. L'chadchila, recha milsa, which means at the same time in my oven shouldn't be milchiks and fleishiks open. Or shouldn't be milchiks and bread open. Because there's a xerah d'rabbanan to make milchik bread, which we've spoken about also. I think the Gemara in Pesachim. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. You cannot roast kosher meat and non-kosher meat in the same oven. Who's roasting kosher meat? But in the olden days, we also talk about inns, people say it in inn, and the guy is roasting his thing, and I'm roasting it, I put it in at the same time. Even if they're not touching. But if you did it, and it's only recha, meaning it's solid items. We'll get to a different topic in a second. But it's only solid items, it is mutter, b'dieved. And then he quotes cases, if one of them is covered, that is about lechatchila. Lechatchila, I'm allowed to cook milchigs and fleishiks, you know, in the same. If it's all covered, one is covered with a tin foil. Some people want to say double covering, but if it's sealed properly, so then you don't even have a problem. You can even do it lechatchila at the same time. Says the Rama. The Rama talks about what if it's a small oven? What if there's no venting? What if, right, there's a whole big discussion about the details. Lamaisa, how does this translate into our ovens? Before we get into the discussion of our ovens, there's another sugya that we have to talk about. Not just Recha, but there's another sugya that is nowhere in Shas, which makes that very important. And that's called the sugya of Zeya. There's Recha, which is pure aroma, and Zeya, which is moisture, steam. Steam comes from liquids. Steam comes from liquids. Solid food doesn't really give off steam. If you're making a kugel, that generally there's no steam from that. If somebody's making soup, then there's steam from that. So the question is Zeya. Is there something called Zeya? It's nowhere in Shas. It all starts with the tshuva of the Rush. The Rush says in a tshuva that Zeya is a problem based on a Mishnah in Machshirin. A Mishnah in Machshirin says the Rush in tshuva klal chav simin chavav b'ni sheyichya. He wrote it to his son. Shesha alta. Al ilfis choleves, you have a milchik pot. Im yecholim laseis lamata bekira tachas kederes shalbasar. Are you allowed to put a milchik pot underneath your? Or you think? Oh, the Rush, whatever. The Rush definitely had two ovens, right? What are you talking about? Right, the Rush had one oven, right? And the shaila was: is he allowed to put a piece of steak on top of the oven and a milchik soup underneath? That was the shaila. So he says, Nira li she'asur. Says the Rosh, I think that's asur. Why? Because da filu b'di'evet imnase ha'yisi osur akadera. I think that's asur. Ki hazeya ha'ola mina ilfis hukamal chalav. the zeya, that's the steam from the milchik item underneath, goes up, and it would aser kiditzar, as the Mishnah says. Which Mishnah? Of course, the second parak in Machshirin tells us, merchatz tameya, if you have a tamei bathhouse, zeyasa tameya utare, it makes the whole room tamei. If you have tameya, means mayim she'uvin. So then the whole area is she'uvin, and it makes it for hilchas machshirin. Brecha shebabayis vabayis meziya machmata im tameya zeyas kol abayis shemachmata tameya. Okay. Right, the whole room. Dezeya hayotitz min adavar chashuva kaoso hadavar. That's the language of the tshuva of the Rosh. So, it's nowhere in Shas, but it's the tshuva of the Rosh, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Tzadik Beis Ches. Mach v'shal chalav shenastu b'kira tachas kederi shal basar. Put a open. That's important. An open, wet, milchik item underneath a open solid item, hazeya ola v'nivla b'kadera v'o sarta. So says the Rama, im haya chalav b'machmas, if it's chalav, so you need shishim b'tavshel shebekadera, can I get a chalav b'machmas? You need shishim. Try to, you need bittel. And this is, calls them mayi b'sha machmas megula, hazeya ola b'machmas atzmo l'kadera sh'oleha. V'gam mayi shu b'karav kolkach sh'yad soledes b'zeya. Also, it has to be open, and it has to be yad soledes. It has to be hot when it hits the thing on top. But let's say the shulchan, the Rama says, happens in some houses. Sometimes you have above the oven or near the oven, there are things hanging, like spoons or other utensils above the oven on hooks. You have these hooks hanging. So sometimes they get moist. Sometimes they get moist from the oven. But pashtus is when the moisture touches those things, it's not yad soledes, but. So therefore, you got to wash it off. You got to rinse it off before you use it, but it doesn't aser it. Because when it hits it, it's not yasso leather spo. But if the steam is in a place where it is yasso leather spo, so for example, if somebody's making hot chocolate, and I open up my urn, and I let the water go into the urn, and the cup is right under the urn, and therefore even after it becomes hot chocolate, milchic hot chocolate, the steam from that hot chocolate goes and hits the spout, I have just milked up my spout. Or coffee, if there's milk in there already. If it's burning hot, when the steam goes up, that's the shrush. You don't have to worry about the ovens. Right on a spout. Therefore, one has to be careful. If one is putting something into a cup, you should make sure it's parif. And if it's milchik, you should do it low enough. You should put it all the way down here. Low enough, make sure you don't burn yourself, that the steam doesn't go up and hit the spout before it becomes non-yatso ledespo. Okay, so this is the sugya of Recha. So the question is, the poskim discuss, we're not going to get into all the halakha l'maisa cases, how wet? What if you have a moist piece of steak? Does that produce zeya? What if somebody has a cheesecake? That's the shayla. A cheesecake. A pizza with sauce, as I would say, is like the steak. But cheesecake is pretty liquidy. It's pretty liquidy. It's a batter. A batter. A batter is not liquid. A batter is not liquid, but it's liquidy. Right? Hilcha Shabbos, you might have different halachas for a batter and versus liquid versus solid. It's called blila ava, blila racha. So, big discussion in the poskim. Is a cheesecake, does that produce zeya? Or not? Or maybe it just produces recha, like solids. But again, this is a big issue about how, right, the pre-shvuah shayla. I have a fleishig oven and I want to bake an open cheesecake in my fleishig oven. So what do you do? So there are different cheeses. There is an Aruch HaShulchan, which Achronim, Rav Shechter, and others seem to understand as Lakula. The Aruch HaShulchan is Mekel. The question is, how Mekel is he? The Aruch HaShulchan says in Tzadik Beis Hay that, in our ovens, shabishol b'mekomos hagaluyim ein hazeya oseres klal v'avi kinifsa kakilua kumuvan, our ovens, it doesn't go up. Also, the Russia's case where it went straight up, and here you have it side by side. The Aruch HaShulchan seems to be mekel. The way Rav Shechter understands Aruch HaShulchan and others understand the Aruch HaShulchan as well. The Rav Avadya understands the Aruch HaShulchan this way in Yabia Omer Yerodea Heches, that if you have a clean oven, if your oven is clean, so then one can use it for milchiks and fleishiks, run right after the other, as long as it cools down in between. That is their shita. As long as it cools down in between, you don't even have to wait 24 hours. That was the most makel shita. As long as it's clean. If you see droplets of cheese or flesh or chicken on top, then it's going to drip in. But if it's clean, so then one can use it right after it cools off. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, in an article, says maybe it's better l'chadchila just to wait 24 hours, because then at most it's nosei tam lefgam. And Rav Avadia adds also that, you know what, most of the time we heat up our ovens before we put anything in anyway, so maybe whatever was in there got burned up. If you want to be extra machmir, put it on for an hour beforehand. The more machmir shittas, Rav Moshe seems to be machmir in this area, the most machmir shittas would be you have to self-clean it in between. Or whatever, if you don't have a self-cleaning oven, put it on the, as long as the self-cleaning cycle normally is. So that is if one wants to be more machmir. But again, if somebody did it afterwards and it was clean, so definitely yish makom mahakel in certain cases. But this is the, depending who you ask, different shittas in the poskim about these issues. But the issue is right here. It's Recha in our Gemara, and Zeya in the Tshuvas Harash. Those are the two sugyas.
You said it's covered, then together.
If anything is covered, if you want to make an, but most of the time you want to make an open cheesecake. If it's closed, then for sure it's mutter. It's mutter me'ikar adin if you're cooking meat in the next to it.
As long as
nothing touches.
Separately in the oven, in other words,
if it's separately in the oven, because if you say the oven got Zeya into it, now that if it was an open, if 24 hours from cooking open plashiks. Right, they're not open from cooking anything. If something was covered, something was covered. But the worry is, the more Machmir Shita would say, the worry is that there was Zeya from the previous liquidy item, and it went into the atmosphere of the oven, and therefore when you keep something next, it's going to come down into the next item. But if something is covered, for sure it's mutter. Everything's mutter if it's covered. Right, you put something in a treif oven if it's covered. Right, if it's totally covered. Okay, we'll stop here, and we will continue tomorrow. Tomorrow is all about no seid tam lefgam. The gam is tomorrow's sugya daf samach zayin. Again, tonight 9:30 is a shir loeg larush. Loeg larush. We'll have to have everybody in person. If not, it'll be up on ou.org.